Okay, still a couple. Talk about how to survive the office Christmas party with Eve Ash, and we'll talk about halitosis the next morning after the Christmas party. Bad breath with Dr. Ron Ehrlich. Wendy says, hi, is it possible to access Dr. Walker's talk on alcohol from 11/12/18? It is, Wendy. Is it on the website, Mike? We'll find out. It should be on the website. We'll let you know, Wendy. We shall. Rodney, thank you for your email. Yes, no, we're not having awards at the staff Christmas party. And Dennis says, Brent, they had a referendum on Brexit. The people opted out. How can, in all fairness, they seek another referendum? The voters decided. You must accept the result. Otherwise, why have a referendum in the first place? Very true, Dennis. Very true. Okay, let's talk office Christmas parties. It's been a long year. You've worked hard and you deserve to celebrate at the work Christmas party. They've announced, yes, you've got all that lovely food, the booze, the whole thing. Surely nothing can go wrong. Well, you need to take a look back and ensure that you you maximise that open bar and don't drink too much. According to psychologist and expert in workplace interaction, Eve Ash, that thought is the moment that you should basically, I suppose, you should rethink exactly how much you're going to drink, and maybe you'll have yourself a nice night. She joins me on the phone. Hello, Eve. How are you this afternoon? I've got to push the button, haven't I? That's why I was playing up. Hello, Eve. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks, Brent. How are you?
Good, thank you. Have you had your staff Christmas party yet?
No, but we are going to very soon, and it'll always be fun.
Staff Christmas parties can be fun, but they can also be awkward situations, particularly when alcohol plays a role.
Well, they can be exciting, but they can be deadly because they can make a career dream come true or be a career disaster in one little afternoon.
That's very true. I don't know about making a career dream come true, but gee whiz, I've seen a few careers ruined at Christmas parties. And 9 times out of 10, it really is because the people have just had too much to drink.
Well, they lose their sense of judgment and they make, you know, they become very courageous and they say things that perhaps they shouldn't say. A lot of times they actually get to be inappropriate and it can even lead to issues of harassment and inappropriate touching because people just get friendly. They let loose.
They do, but you know, I was just thinking as I was reading some of the notes here for this chat, you just have to be so different in 2018 than you were, you know, 10, 15, God, 20, 30 years ago.
Absolutely.
20, 30 years ago.
It's a much higher bar now.
Well, it is a much higher bar. And you can I mean, maybe 20, 30 years ago you might have found a love for a night at a Christmas party. I don't think you would have found your long-lost love at a Christmas party or your love for the future, but you never know. But these days you've just got to be so careful what you say, who you say it to, the questions you ask, your overall behaviour. It's so difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, we do want to be able to relax and laugh and have a few jokes, but I think if we remember that at the heart of it, we still need to be a professional person who can talk really cleverly, and if you know that you don't hold your drink well, then don't drink beyond one or two drinks. Have that rule. Go in with that mindset.
I think that's very true. Choose your mood. Avoid the whinging and complaining about the workplace conversations. A lot of people do that. They get in their little corners and they chat and they bitch about the boss or the bosses, or they bitch about the workplace. It's not a place to do bitchy talking, is it?
No. Look, you want to be a positive magnet that kind of attracts people. And people who talk negatively usually are the kind of people that create a dark cloud in a team. And it's not an attractive kind of way to be. So, you know, if you tend to be a downer, you tend to complain, decide, okay, this is the Christmas party. I'm not going to use this as an opportunity to complain and whinge.
Yeah, and if you, I like it says here, if you do get the boss's ear, this is not the time to tell him or her what you really think. Nor, conversely, is it the time to try and big note yourself and ask for a pay rise or a promotion.
No, but there are ways that you can, in a subtle way, put yourself forward, and that is to talk about what the team has done, the team that you're in, commend other people. And that just says so much about you caring about work, hearing about what the team's achieved. You don't have to talk about your own things, but by doing that, it's kind of like a little step back, but you're talking up the team.
I remember when I was a mere boy, I think I was about 17, I went to a work Christmas party. It was the first work Christmas party of a full-time job that I had. And I'd never drank alcohol at all, just didn't drink alcohol, anything. I mean, it's changed now, but I did not drink alcohol at all. And they thought it was really cool to spike my drinks because I used to only drink orange juice. That's all I would drink. And they thought it was really cool to spike my drink, so one clown spiked it with vodka. I can't believe now that I didn't taste the difference, but I still remember how sick I was. God, I was sick that night. You've got to be careful of that. No, you've got to be careful. I think, not being a drinker, it didn't take too many drinks to make me rather ill. But I raised the topic simply because you've just got to be very careful too, because there are the idiots out there that will think it a smart thing to do to spike people's drinks.
It's not a good idea. And, you know, just I think what's fascinating about Christmas parties is that some people, no matter how much they drink, their behaviour is still somehow within their control. Whereas there are other people who drink and it just somehow, it's an excuse that their behaviour is not within their control and they don't remember what they've said or done.
That's very true. Very true. All right, Eve, I was just, have you had a bad experience you want to share with us at a Christmas party, a staff Christmas party?
That I have.
Yeah, have you had a bad experience that you want to share with us?
Well, in my young years, I remember a guy pulling down his pants and putting calamari rings, like, on a goalpost.
Oh,
you know,
what?
Like, and I just thought, this. We're talking, you know, 3-4 decades ago.
Yes.
And it was, at the time, horrible and funny. And nobody would complain about that. Nobody would say that was, you know, I mean, can you imagine today it would be, you know, headlines?
It sure would. Oh, it would. I was just wondering, was his name Calamari? I know, bad gag. All right, yeah. Sorry. Eve, it's been a delight talking to you. I hope you enjoy your staff Christmas party. Some good advice there. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Brent.
See you, bye-bye. That's Eve Ash. Yeah, there you go. So what is the takeaway from that? Don't have a staff Christmas party, basically. It's getting to the stage where, seriously, in drinks after work, you know, in the restaurant game, you'd always sit around with the staff and you'd have a couple of drinks after work. And I remember there was a memo or something like that came out years ago, from the Restaurant Catering Association of Australia, suggesting that staff not have after-work drinks because the employer is still responsible for that staff having their drinks and driving home. So if they drink too much at the staff drinks and they end up, you know, having an accident on the way home, or they get picked up for DUI on the way home, the owner, the employer, can be held responsible. And I suppose it's maybe the same sort of thing at a Christmas party. Who knows? You just got to be so careful you have these days. Unfortunately, folks, that is the world we live in.